This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3169 for Thursday, the 24th of September 2020. Today's show is entitled Ludwig van Beethoven with a Hint of Chopin and is part of the series All Songs Considered. It is hosted by Paul Quirk and is about 42 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is a fine treat to satisfy your ear holes.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Good day, good listener of Hacker Public Radio. Paul Quirk here, and I wanted to let you know I heard you loud and clear. You really enjoy the great Creative Commons music that's available out there, so today I'd like to share with you some of my favorite Creative Commons music. You're probably familiar with much of this music, so what I would like to do is to provide an introduction and a brief description of each piece you're going to hear in this podcast. For the record, all of the music you're going to hear today is licensed under the Public Domain Mark 1.0, which means there is no copyright. All of the music in this podcast has been identified as being free of known restrictions under copyright law, including all related and neighboring rights. This means that you can copy, modify, distribute, and perform the work, even for commercial purposes, all without asking permission. What you are going to hear is some of the greatest music that has ever been made. I'm going to focus on music that's energetic because that's the type of music I tend to prefer. Our first piece is called Piano Sonata No. 14 in C sharp minor, Moonlight Sonata, Opera 27 No. 2 by Ludwig van Beethoven. This was completed in the year 1801 and dedicated to 17-year-old Countess Guicciardi, whom Beethoven was or had been in love. The nickname Moonlight derives from an 1832 description of the first movement by poet Ludwig Rellstab, who compared it to moonlight shining upon Lake Lucerne. And so, here for your listening pleasure is Moonlight Sonata, Op. 27, No. 2, Movement 3, Presto, performed by Paul Pittman on piano.
Thank you.
That song really energizes me. Let's keep the energy levels up as we move on to another favorite of mine by Ludwig van Beethoven, Symphony No. 5, which was finished and first performed in the year 1808. It achieved fame, going on to become one of the most popular compositions in classical music. Beethoven was in his mid-30s at the time, with increasing deafness troubling his life. In the world at this time, the period was marked by the Napoleonic Wars. The symphony acquired status as a central item in the repertoire, as it was groundbreaking in terms of both technical and emotional impact, had a large influence on composers and music critics, and inspired works by such composers as Brahms, Tchaikovsky, and Bruckner. The first movement was featured on the Voyager Golden Record. And so, from the European Archive, I present to you Symphony No. 5, Part 1. If you are a fan of Frédéric Chopin, then this next piece will be a treat to your ears. The next song I'm going to play is Chopin's Fantaisie Impromptu, written in 1934 and dedicated to Julian Fontana. The Fantaisie Impromptu draws many elements from Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, which you heard at the beginning of this episode. This piece may be a rare instance in which a musical genius discloses what he actually hears in the music of another musical genius. And so, with no further ado, I give you Fantaisie Impromptu as performed by the very talented Frank Levy.
Thank you.
Let us return to Beethoven with Piano Sonata No. 8 in C minor, Op. 13, commonly known as Pathétique. This was published in 1799 and was dedicated to Beethoven's friend Prince Karl von Lichnowsky. It is perhaps the earliest of Beethoven's compositions to achieve widespread and enduring popularity. In its entirety, this work takes approximately 19 minutes to perform. For your listening pleasure today, I give you the third movement, which is my favorite, as performed by the talented Paul Pittman. Finally, let's end this episode of HPR with the first movement of Piano Sonata No. 21, Op. 53, nicknamed Waldstein. This is considered to be one of Beethoven's greatest piano sonatas, completed in 1804. This sonata has scope that surpasses Beethoven's previous sonatas and is one of his most technically challenging compositions. It's a key work early in his heroic decade between 1803 and 1812, and set the stage for piano compositions in the grand manner, both in Beethoven's later work and all future composers. Once again, this piece was performed by the very talented Paul Pittman. Enjoy. I hope this episode brought energy and happiness to your day, and I sincerely hope you enjoyed listening to it every bit as much as I enjoyed making it. Well, until next time, this is Paul Quirk, signing off. Please remember to drive safe and have fun.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.